May God our Father and the Lord of Jesus Christ give you grace and peace this morning. Amen. For a short time of meditation this morning, I prefer to be led by the Holy Spirit, by the verses that we have just heard in the epistle by Paul to Ephesians. This chapter 4, I would like to read the 5th and 6th verses. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. Dear friends, I bring greetings to you from India, from the India Evangelical Lutheran Church. A blessed time of study of the Word and the trainings that are being offered here. It's a joy that a man from the other side of the world giving the leadership in the church and also participating in this kind of wonderful morning to share together the Word of God. We in India, we are really excited about this, the four scholars. We used to call that as the only by such things we are saved. That has been really echoing everywhere in the church there, and we really share the same gospel in the country of challenges and a lot of problems and hurdles. I'm really excited to read this piece of portion that Paul speaks to the Ephesians. The world, as we know, by the fall of man, right from our times of Adam and Eve, the time that man has decided to part from God's will and disobeyed and gone against the will of God and commandment of God. The greatest destruction in this world has come into existence. It is keeping man away from God, man to get himself split from one another, and it is yet to come in this world to be realized that we are one humanity. This one humanity is realized only in Jesus Christ by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Paul reminds us this morning, though a man from India or from any other country, we have the emphasis that we are one in this world. And the church exists to declare this oneness through the forgiveness, through the grace, and through the faith, and through the Word of God, through the one Lord and one God, our Father. Now the big issue that the world is facing today, the cultural difference, or language difference, the color or economic or social differences. These are all the symptoms of sinful nature of man and the fallen, distorted condition of humanity. Here the gospel is becoming more worthwhile. The whole universe needs to hear this message that we read and meditate to them all. Oneness in God, this can be realized only through the forgiveness of the sins and by the true repentance for our sins. The sinful nature of human being, we are all segregated. We have become enemies not only with God, but we are enemies with one another. It's very difficult for each of us to accept one another. We look strange. We have made to live as strangers with one another. This one human family, which is such a beautiful creation of God, the one human family is headed by the great Almighty God has been so divided, divided so much that we kill each other, we hate each other, we don't want to accept one another. In one of the small narrations I used to read in, I think, the Bringing Christ to the Nations, have published, accepting people in Christ is love. Accepting people as they are in Christ is love. Here Paul repeats the same kind of message to us, telling that in patience, in love, in bond of peace, we have to become united together. What is the gospel that we preach or we practice? What is the gospel that we want to share in this world? We have to tell that we have got only one Father and Godhead. We have got only one Savior in Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of everything. And we have got blessed with the power of the Holy Spirit. We have got only one book that leads us to all this understanding and realization. We have got one Lord who has died for us and risen for us and who is reigning us and leading us today. So every human failure, every fall that we experience in our life, in the family, in our congregations, in our churches, out here or out there, we have to come together with the greatest understanding of this oneness. A day or two before, maybe on Monday or Tuesday, I was in St. Louis in the International Center, and one Sister Paula, who was interviewing me for the Lutheran Witness, she was asking me, what's your church's goal? I smiled, and in a small voice, I told her, how can there be different goals for different the church on the earth? I believe in one holy apostolic and Catholic church. This is one universal church. When we mean by Catholic, the universality of the church should be realized. It should not be simply a creedal statement. It has to become an excitement and enjoyment that we belong to one holy apostolic and Catholic church, an universal church. We are part of an universal church, one family of God. The church is the body of Christ. Only one body is possible on earth. There cannot be more than one body. The body has got its own existence in different ways in this world. However, there can be only one church body, that is body of Christ, the universality of the church. There we see the oneness of the church united together, fitted so well into the gospel of Christ. And again I told, it is the other goal is apostolic in nature, apostolic, a mission oriented. Until the last man is brought into the light, the church has got no other goal, no other commandment, no other orders from heaven. It is the last desire and wish of our Lord Jesus Christ that go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Make disciples, teach them what all I have taught you, and see them that they practice accordingly. So that great commission is the goal of the church. So if we believe in the oneness of everything, so in this morning, I wish that God brings all together, all nations together, all human beings together to oneness. This realization is the ultimate end of the whole human body. Whether it is in this part of the world and the other parts of the world, today we are entering into very new orders. A great new venture in communism is falling and crumbling. There were too many powers in this world, but there is reconciliation taking place. Changes are coming in this time of history, in the last part of this 20th century. We church has to realize, we have to get rid of all this human fallen nature, and we have to go before the altar, go in total humbleness, total obedience, total patience, love, and in His grace, that let us confess today, Lord, take away all that which keeps me away from my brother, which segregates, which divides, which separates me from one another. Take that greatest sin of selfishness and ego from me. It is human ego the devil has put into us through the disobedience to challenge God. By challenging God, we challenge one another. By challenging one another, we challenge God and we destroy one another. But the grace of God is with us. This is the true realization of the gospel that Christ has given us. May the Holy Spirit guide us to this realization of oneness with each other, that the whole universe and the creed that we confess and enjoy become a reality in our churches, in our family, in our life, and in our every aspect of ministry and mission these days. God bless you.